In the early morning hours of April 20th, police stormed a construction site near Caledonia, Ontario, which has been occupied by Native people from the nearby Six Nations of the Grand River Reserve. Police made a number of arrests, but within hours, the site was back under Native control as the community rallied and pushed the police back. Janie Jameson is a spokesperson for the blockade participants. She joined us at noon on April 20th from the front lines.
Whatever happened today, we had already anticipated that, you know, we knew it wouldn't be us to be breaking the peace. It would come from the government.
So people put up quite a fight and managed to retake the area.
It wasn't really a fight. We just made our stance known. A few hundred people united and escorted the police off. A lot of people are in shock that they've repeated history again, but other than that, from our standpoint, you know, everybody's spirits are very high.
Sorry, you cut out just a little bit. You were talking about the how people are feeling right now.
Pretty upbeat, you know. I think everybody anticipated what happened today. It was just a matter of when. And of course, you know, historically they come in at dark. They did that again, but a lot of people are upset over the fact that you know, it was mostly women and younger people here when they did come in. There was only a handful of men. They threw children in jail. So a lot of people are upset at that, and there was one woman that was assaulted by five officers. We've had women pepper sprayed. So as far as any respect, there's none being shown whatsoever, and that goes back to even the mayor. You know, they're the ones that are pushing.
The occupation began 7 weeks ago to prevent the expansion of a housing development by private developer Henko Industries. The Six Nations people say that the site is part of a large tract of land that was promised to them by the British Crown in 1784. The provincial and federal governments say the land was transferred out of Native control in 1841. The people don't agree. The Band Council of Six Nations has been negotiating with the federal and provincial governments about what to do about the land and about the blockade. Blockade participants have not had a voice in those negotiations. They don't recognize the authority of the Band Council, which was set up by Canada in 1924 to replace the traditional Six Nations Confederacy government. The Confederacy continues to meet and is widely respected in the community. This blockade is supported by the Confederacy and the Clan Mothers, who are understood by traditional people to be the title holders of the land.
Since 1924, Canada has violated international law, and they continue to ignore the existence of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy. And that's what this is all about. You know, any land issues, they just refuse to acknowledge us. And it's got to end at some point. You know, they need to sit down with our leaders with the Confederacy and talk about things such as that, because the elected system there does not represent the people, and that's really evident today.
I read conflicting media reports about whether the Confederacy leadership was being included in the negotiations on any level.
The Confederacy has laid down many peaceful resolutions, and both Canada and the province, they've never acknowledged or responded to any one of those suggestions, not one. So we're here, and we are working under the guidance of the Guyana Lagoa, the Great Law, which is the Constitution of the Confederacy, and that is the oldest form of democracy based on peace that exists in the world. That's what we're all about, is peace, and you know, we haven't broken that.
That was Janie Jameson, spokesperson for the participants at the Six Nations blockade near Caledonia, Ontario. For more information, check out www.urgentcalltoaction.com or ocap.ca. To express your support for a peaceful political solution to this conflict, Clan Mothers ask that people contact Canada's Governor General, Michel Jean, or Ontario's Attorney General, Michael Bryant. This is Kristen Schwartz for CKLN Radio.